Hi, this is Dave Roberts, and from time to time, we want to hop on here and have conversations that come out of our gatherings on Sunday mornings. You know, on a Sunday morning, you only have a limited amount of time, and you have 30 minutes, and only so much can be talked about during those gatherings. But at that time, the Holy Spirit is working, and thoughts are coming to people's minds, and people are being challenged in a variety of ways. And so we want to give space to have conversations with people as the Holy Spirit leads and as the Holy Spirit brings up ideas. And a few weeks ago, we were talking about 1 Peter 2 and talking about this idea of Jesus being a cornerstone. And there were a lot of things that people thought about during that message. And we had a few builders that were really touched by this because they work with cornerstones or they work with lumber, they work with different building materials. And in a little bit, we're going to have a conversation with John Vandermas. And he's going to explain how the Lord worked in his heart and the things that came to mind. But to set the stage, I want to read 1 Peter 2, where this passage or this idea of Jesus being a cornerstone comes from. And then we're going to enter into this conversation with John. Here is 1 Peter 2. As you come to him, a living stone, rejected by men in the sight of God, chosen and precious, you yourselves, like living stones, are being built up as a spiritual house, to be a holy priesthood, to offer spiritual sacrifices acceptable to God through Jesus Christ. For it stands in Scripture, "Behold, I am laying in Zion a stone, a cornerstone, chosen and precious. And whoever believes in him will not be put to shame. So the honor is for you who believe, but for those who do not believe, the stone that the builders rejected has become the cornerstone." That's such a powerful verse, and so much we can talk about in that verse. And so I'm here with my wife, Cece, my friend, John, and we're going to talk about Jesus being our cornerstone.
You were listening to the message, and as a contractor, you really understand how important a cornerstone is to every single building project.
Yes. So I'm going to clarify cornerstone versus corner post or just corner in general, if I can. Kevin did a great job talking about the cornerstone. He had some great insights of particularly like when they do a stone job. Kevin's a mason and talked a little bit from a masonry standpoint. They pick out the absolute best stone for the corner. I thought that was awesome insight. As a builder, I sat in the back row yesterday, and I was looking at the south wall and the west wall at Compassionate Heart, and I was just looking at how those two walls come together, and they come together at the corner. And for us as a builder in the building trade, that's what gives us our strength. We have two walls, like in that building, those walls were probably 10, 12 foot tall. They're big, they're strong, they're heavy, but they're nothing if they don't have a corner. And it's the corner that ties those things together. When we stand those walls, we're hustling to try to get the corner in, because without the corner, they can be blown over by gentle winds. When there's nothing there holding them. And I was kind of just thinking, wow, these walls could represent our lives. Like they could be relationships, they could be jobs, they could be...
You were saying that if one wall goes one way and the other wall, they could be a strong wall in and of itself going one way, but until they're attached at the corner, they won't stand up to anything.
Right.
Life by yourself... You know, you could think that you're strong, but if you're not tying into another structure to make a corner, you're actually quite weak.
Exactly. Yeah, that's exactly was my thought. Was like, we build walls all day long, and it's not until the corner is put in that those walls have any strength. And I just thought, wow, this is incredibly like, pertinent to what we're talking with Jesus being the cornerstone or the corner post. My life, different areas of my life, if walls represent my life, right? Like one wall could be my marriage. Another wall could be my job. Another wall could be my relationship. Until those things are brought to a corner post or like Jesus Christ being the corner, those things individually of in and among themselves aren't very strong.
Now, tell me, you said something really interesting one time that it's an image I've never gotten out of my mind. When you do demolition, like you're just talking about building.
Right.
But when you do demolition, talk about how difficult it is to get the cornerstone out.
Right. So, yeah, when we a lot of our job right now is renovation, remodeling, and so we have to tear things apart, and things can come apart so easily until we actually get to the corner post or the inside corner. Yeah, the corner is incredibly hard to dig apart. It's always comprised of more than one board, right? So I think that's kind of interesting too, mm-hmm. right? It's a corner post is always made up of at minimum two pieces of wood, usually like three. And so, yeah, they're just stronger, more difficult to dig out. So when they're in there to stay.
I was thinking that if our life is rooted in the cornerstone and then the enemy comes to try to tear us down, push us over, and we have that strong foundation, then we should be harder to kick around, right?
Exactly.
It should be harder to make things fall apart.
So I've always found it interesting when you work on a project, and we were talking about this yesterday, you spend a lot of time focused, you know, that first row. Why is that?
Yeah, I mean, your analogy yesterday was awesome. Whenever we install a floor, that first row takes forever. And it's just, there's so many things to check with it. You want to make sure that it's going parallel with the walls that are in the room. So when you get to the very end, it looks like it's done well or done in line with the rest of what's going on. So it's just super important to get that first row in place, running well, make sure it's secure. So it doesn't shift and change. Like you said, yours was moving all over. And
that was crazy. It was a disaster.
Yeah, exactly. So, we've had that too. I mean, live and learn. But yeah, that first row is so important. And as you were talking about that, I think, you know, we install siding, we install, you know, roof decking, boards on the roof. And it is always the first row that takes 2, 3, 4 times as long to make sure it's accurate so that what you can do later on just goes in place well.
And so, you know, that first row, you take a lot of time. How does that apply to, say, your life?
You have your career life, your building life, your contractor life, and then you have your spiritual life. So talk to me about what it looks like to lay a good foundation in that part of your life, your life as a follower of Jesus, as a husband, as a dad, as a friend.
So many things, right? I mean, I think I start my day out, I think similar to how you start your day out every morning. I am sitting next to my dog on the couch, just praying and reading the word right now, taking a challenge to memorize John 1:1-18. So for the last month, I've been challenging myself that way, which has been really good because, Jesus is talking about being the light coming into the world, the light shining through the darkness. Darkness surrounds us every day, right, with COVID. We have 16s in the house. There's a lot of darkness that comes in. So I'm starting my day with that corner, that good solid foundation, Jesus Christ, and I'm memorizing the word. One thing I learned from a good friend of mine said he takes one of his kids and prays for him each day. Told me Eliana was Monday. And I've adopted that habit as well, and just praying for each one of my kids. And my wife works out well. We have 7 days in the week, and there's 7 of us, so it works out pretty good. So yeah, just right. Mm-hmm. Right on the couch, reading the word, memorizing the word, mm-hmm. praying, seeking, trying to have that corner be a very big, effective part of my life, knowing that without it, all my walls or all the parts of my life are weak without it.
When you do that, have you seen it affect your day?
Yeah, but we have. In my life personally, we are seeing incredible things in our family. You guys know who we are a little bit. We've got 6 kids, wonderful kids. But yeah, they're basically 6 teenagers. And with the world around us right now, every day is a battle. But we're seeing victories. We're seeing we're getting our noses rubbed in the dirt a little bit, but we see victory as well. And I know that's because we're rooted and have a good foundation.
Well, and I found that it's as you go through the day, if you're not filled up with truth in the morning or throughout the day, you can't speak truth. And so when darkness comes in, when something that is a little bit off comes in, you're like, no, this is the truth of Jesus Christ. This is what I believe. This is the cornerstone that I'm building my life on.
Right.
And so we have to be filled up with truth so that we can speak truth and live truth.